It's draft week, so why not talk to a D3 football guy who played at a little school of less than 2,500 people who's made a heck of a name for himself in the NFL. That's Ali Marpet, guard for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are now the subject of conversation every single day. Ali, thanks so much for the time. It has been an interesting couple of weeks for you and the guys down there, it sounds like, huh? This is crazy.
Yeah. First, thanks for having me. But yeah, so it really has been sort of an unprecedented time. I mean, since I've been with the Bucs, this is the most media coverage we've received. So it's definitely unique for us. And we're hoping, you know, maybe there's some more primetime games that come with it.
Love it. Well, obviously the most recent news, Rob Gronkowski coming out of retirement to join the team. Where were you when you found out the news? How did you find out? Did you know that this was coming or anything?
I had no idea. A couple people had reached out. I think there were some rumblings on Twitter, and people were trying to confirm it with me, and I said, I really have no idea. And then I think pretty soon after those rumblings were even happening, I think it became official. So I found out just like everybody else. I was surprised, I think, just like everybody else. Just as excited, though. I mean, I've definitely received a lot of texts and calls and questions. But yeah, the success that he's had and the skill set that he has just helps us even more.
When you already have big explosive playmakers on the team, and then you throw in the greatest quarterback the game has ever had calling the shots, what does that do to the confidence level of all of you guys right now?
Yeah, I think having someone in Brady who's had so much success definitely, I think, will help us have, hopefully, I mean, more success than we've had, but just, confidence moving forward, because he's done it, and he's done it for so long, and I think that that confidence can rub off on guys, and I think also the way he probably prepares and week in and week out, and just approach to the game, that's going to help a lot of players, I think.
We're chatting with Ali Marpet, guard for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here on Between the Lines. What was your initial reaction to signing Tom? Because I can't even imagine what the excitement level was like knowing that that's where he wanted to be. He thought that this team was just about ready to take that step to being a true contender, and he wanted to be a part of it.
No question, yeah. So my first thought was, what does this mean for Jameis? Because, I mean, Jameis and I came in together in 2015,
right,
and have been through a lot. And so I was, you know, curious what that meant for Jameis's career and path and what it still means, because I think it's still up in the air right now. But that was my first thought. And secondly, I get an opportunity to play with, you know, one of the greatest players who's played the game. So I think that it's a tremendous opportunity to learn from someone who's had, just an insane amount of success. I think I'm very excited for that opportunity.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the fact that you're a D3 guy who obviously played right up the road at Hobart. And I forgot to tell you before we came on the air, I'm an Ithaca College alum. So, hey, no hard feelings about what you guys did to the Bombers in the first round of NCAAs in 2014. I'm not bitter. But your journey is obviously such a unique one. Playing at a small school, getting drafted, and having established a pro career. What has been the secret to your success?
That's a great question. I don't know if there's one secret that I could point to that's been the reason for having success in the NFL, but I would say that I really have been fortunate to be around a lot of highly qualified coaches at Hobart, great coaches in the NFL that have really helped me develop. And there's just this, for me, my advice to some young guys that are going through this process is always just buy into the coaching that's around you. I think when you buy into that, it really ends up sort of paying dividends. And I was very fortunate that I've had really smart people around me that have been able to help me out quite a bit.
From a skill set standpoint, how does a Division III football player reach the top of the sports profession?
Yeah, so I think there's just a certain... Fortunately for me, there's just a certain amount of luck, right? So, like,
yeah.
Had I played Division III, and if I was 6'1" playing, you know, offensive line, I don't even think I'd be on the radar of NFL teams. But I mean, so that's just stuff you can't control. So I just had I checked the boxes just from a size standpoint, which is kind of just out of my control. But from there, with the stuff that I could control, just focusing on being the best player that I could be, every step of the way. And there weren't always, you know, massive gains, but I think there were consistent improvements through my time at Hobart, high school, and in the NFL. And that's kind of something I can hang my hat on, just getting better every day.
Ali Marpet joining us here on BTL, guard for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, former Hobart Statesman as well. You know, obviously, as I mentioned, the draft starts up tomorrow. What were the emotions like for you as you had to wait to hear your name called 5 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty fortunate on draft day because I think a lot of players' experience are linked to their expectation throughout the draft, and I think my expectations were much lower than I didn't anticipate getting drafted in the second round, and I think that made for a very pleasant draft day experience with my family. I mean, I was down in Westchester County with my family and hanging out in my basement, and you know, when I got the call, and it was a tremendous moment for me to be able to share that with, you know, my loved ones. It was really great.
Did you, quote unquote, I don't know, some people say that like a big moment happens and they almost like black out. Do you remember like the big pile of people that jumped on top of you when your name was officially called by Roger Goodell? Do you remember that at all, or was it all just like a blur?
Yeah, so I actually do remember it. And I was fortunate that I had, there was actually a camera crew that documented quite a bit of it, just because I think NFL Network was doing Path to the Draft, which is a series. I'm not sure if they still do it. I think it might be Hey Rookie or something now. But it was a Path to Draft, and it was a documentary that's following me, Randy Gregory, and a couple other, you know, prospective NFL players. So they were down there and they filmed a lot of it. So I feel very fortunate that I still have that. Some of that process documented, because I don't remember. I really don't remember all of it.
I love it. Ali Marpet joining us here on VTL, guard for the Tampa Bay Bucks, former Hobart Statesman. Your O-line coach is Joe Gilbert. He's from around these parts. He's from Horseheads, New York, which is about 40 minutes away from Ithaca or so. This may be a long shot question, but are you guys able to reflect on your separate times within the Finger Lakes? Is there any correlation there at all?
Absolutely. I think, yeah, no, totally. And I think that only people from up there can maybe understand the appreciation for how nice it can be.
Yeah.
And I think that, so both of us definitely understand that and can bond over that as well.
Well, how have you been trying to stay busy and in shape during these times, considering what we're going through and all that we're dealing with?
Yeah, so I'm actually still working out as I would. Unfortunately, we're not able to do off-season workouts,
right.
Organized team workouts, voluntary off-season program because of COVID. But I am still able to work out and you know, just do what I can to get in the best shape I can for the season. I think everyone's kind of doing it their own way, and I found a way that works for me, and it's been really great, actually.
Is there a lot of uncertainty? I can only imagine that there probably is, but uncertainty with when things are going to get back to normal. I mean, is there any sort of discussion between you guys internally of how things might be able to get back to normal, or even when that may be?
Yeah, a lot really is up in the air. We don't know what the next few months look like, but we are optimistic that there will be football come the fall. So I think that even if you're seeing football in an empty stadium, whatever it ends up being, you're going to see football. So
yeah. Ali, before I let you run, got to let you know, the new Threads, tremendous. Love them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to be excited about. I guess the jerseys are something else to be excited about, but there's definitely a lot of excitement down here.
I was going to say, the jerseys were probably at the forefront at one point, and then all of a sudden they just dropped to third on that list. You guys have a lot to be excited about, as you alluded to. Hey, really appreciate the time. Stay safe out there, stay healthy, and hopefully we'll be chatting with you soon, and looking forward to seeing what you guys do this season, okay?
Perfect. Thank you for having me.